The Australian government says it's been told by Indonesian rescue authorities that so far 86 survivors have been found. An Australian patrol boat and plane are being sent to the region this morning to help in the search for further survivors. The new Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, says Indonesian authorities have also asked for extra Australian Federal Police to help investigate the disaster. He spoke to Naomi Woodley from Darwin.
In addition to sending our military assets to help this morning, that the Indonesians have also helped asked for our assistance with policing. So Australian Federal Police have been deployed from Jakarta today to help with the investigation into the incident in Java, and that's been done at the request of Indonesian National Police.
And is that an admission or an acceptance of the fact that Indonesian authorities aren't able to deal with the extent of the people smuggling problem at the moment?
I think it's a recognition of the fact that this is a regional problem and it requires a regional solution. You've got people smugglers that act with a callous disregard for human life. And the only way to tackle this effectively, if you've got police forces in Australia and in Indonesia, police forces across the region working very closely together.
But survivors say that they were taken to this particular boat in a fleet of buses. They're talking about four buses of 60 people. It doesn't sound like people smugglers are trying to hide their operations at the moment. So, again, what more can be done?
Well, I wouldn't underestimate the cunning way in which people smugglers will work. It's a business designed to make money, to take money off people, and often, as we see yesterday, it often means that they take people's lives. Obviously, there are many ways that we need to work together with Indonesian authorities to tackle this, and I suspect there'll be a lot of discussion about this today and over the course of the next few days.
But a fleet of four buses doesn't sound very cunning. It sounds quite bold.
Well, it does, doesn't it? And it just shows how bold people smugglers are getting at the moment. They're trying to get back into the business of putting people on boats. And if that means that people die in the process, I don't think they really care.
Normally, this time of year, there is a drop-off in the number of boats because of the monsoonal conditions that have caused this latest accident, but that hasn't happened. How does the government intend to respond to that?
The terrible truth, Naomi, is that monsoon season is here. The weather in the area, as I said, is getting worse. It's expected to get rougher over the course of the next week, and that just means more risk of people dying at sea.
And does that sharpen the government's intention or the government's need to develop a policy response to this?
Well, the government's committed to offshore processing.
But at the moment you can't implement that policy, so what else do you do?
The opposition support it as well, and we have to work together. We've got to work together to get this done. People expect us to work together in a mature and a sensible way. I know there are people of goodwill on both sides of politics. We have to work together to make sure things like this don't happen again.
The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, speaking to Naomi Woodley.